home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Live from Hollywood, it's Rated LGBT Radio with your hosts, Garrett Miller and Rob Watson.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Garrett, and welcome back to another exciting week of Rated LGBT Radio. Rob and I are going to be welcoming Daniela Sulik tonight. She is the, she's many things to many people, but she is an expert at the law of attraction. And so if you have been wondering why you are saddled with debt or live in a crappy house or don't have a pretty boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it is that's in life that's making you miserable, tonight's your lucky night. Because Danielle is going to join us in just a few moments, and she's going to talk about the law of attraction and getting things you want in life.
So,
and she'll give you some
keys. Is that part of the guarantee? Guarantee that you attract, not only you attract one, but they're like good looking and rich? And
we're going to have to ask Danielle. The main thing, Rob, is that if callers or listeners are listening live tonight and they'd like to call in, we would love to take your calls tonight at 323-657-1493. That's the hotline. If you call in, though, you must press number one on your keypad, because otherwise, like callers that are calling in right now, we just think you're calling in to listen to the show on your phone, which is totally fine. But if you don't press number one, we're not going to bug you and then put you on the spot. Because when I used to do that, not knowing that if you didn't press the number one, I'd just answer the line. You'd go like, I didn't want to answer, you know. And then you'd freak out, and then you'd never listen again because you'd think I was going to put you on the spot. So I only put you on the air if you press number one on your keypad. So that's that. Before we get started, I want to go through real quick what has happened on the show this week, also what hasn't happened, and then make sure that we talk about what's going on Saturday show for Rob on his program on Saturday night. So Monday and Wednesday this week, I did not have shows. I had other things that ended up happening in life, which were really, really good, that paid me a dollar or two. So I respectfully asked the guest that I had scheduled if we can just reschedule them for another time. So that's what happened Monday and Wednesday, why we did not have shows. So fear not, you know, nothing's happening. I needed to pay rent. So I had the opportunities to make some money and I did it. On Tuesday's show, we had Lance Charnas. He's an author of this military murder mystery whodunit. It's called South. Really a good book. And if you like things that are set in the future, but not like space alien type of things set in the future, but as far as like, you know, 10 years in the future, what's happening here in America, that is what Lance writes about in his book South. So I hope that you will tune in to Tuesday's show. Go back in the archives and listen to that. Tomorrow on the Friday Night Dance Party, it's going to start at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hour number one is going to be your request. So whatever you want to hear, if I've got it, I'll play it. And hour two, Ed Roman returns to the show. We're going to be doing a world premiere of his new album called Red Omen. Now, here's me being blonde because I didn't put Ed Roman and Red Omen together. If you kind of like move the letters around of his name, it spells Red Omen. So I was thinking, oh, it's going to be this really sinister. No, he's just playing games with his name. So that's going to be for the Friday Night Dance Party. So Rob, what's happening on your radio show before we get to Danielle?
So first, now that's made me think, should I be doing that with Blonde Jesus? Is there a Garrett Miller in there somewhere?
Do they call it like an anagram or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to get with Garrett Miller or Blonde Jesus, but I would be very scared to find out.
Yeah, we'll have to see what anagram comes out of Blonde Jesus. That would be intriguing. But to answer your question, on out in Santa Cruz on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're being very literary, you and I, this week. I have author Brandon Witt, and he is the author of a wonderful novel, which I am embarking on reading, called Under a Sky of Ash. And he's, from what I understand, a fantastic guest. And so I'm very excited to talk to him.
Well, he was on the show a week or two ago, and I said, oh my God, Brandon, you are the best. Who else can I connect you up with? And so I immediately thought of you, Rob, because, you know, you like to have awesome, fun, exciting guests, and that's exactly what it is. But his book really is very, very good. So if you get a chance to tune in on Saturday night at outinsantacruz.com, or if you're in the area, please do, because you will love Rob's interview with Brandon. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to love my interview with Brandon.
I know. Well, I'm going to be tuning in. So, I mean, I can't wait. You know, it's fun when I talk to the guests and that type of thing, but it's just be weird because, you know, you've interviewed people and referred them over to me, and I've interviewed people and referred them over to you. And then, you know, we share guests that come on here. But I love listening when you actually interview guests, and I'm not even on the show. I can just sit and listen like a regular listener. You are a great interviewer, and it is always a pleasure
to. You are really good. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm in the moment with the person. So, you know, hearing it as a conversation really is not what you're hearing. You're hearing me. I'm in my head. I'm going, okay, what question am I going to ask next? And I really thought what Daniela said was interesting. So I want to ask a follow-up to that. And then she said, you know, so I'm thinking about all the things that we're going to ask the guest about, not just observing the conversation. So with you, I get to just observe the conversation. So it's always a pleasure to hear you from Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I know. We have talked about that when we have each other on each other's shows. Each one of us picks up the mantle of having to run all the technology and is all stressed, and the other one's going, "Oh, this is so great! I'm with my friend.
How much fun.
This is chilling way. Woohoo!" Yeah. So yeah, but it is true. Yeah, I think you and I interview from the same space, and I've had actually. The frustration, different people have asked me to write interview questions for them to ask a guest. And then when I hear those interviews, I get so frustrated because it isn't just the questions. It is the listening and wanting to respond and all that.
Yeah,
and I'll hear my questions used, but then it won't
make you
have
cringe.
My follow-up. You know, and it's like, I want, no, you got to ask. What do you mean?
If you ask that question, here are the other three questions that go along with it.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what was in my mind after they answered the question because I didn't know what they were going to say. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I guess the one thing that we won't have to worry about tonight is the fact that Daniela Sulik is going to be joining us right now. She is the expert of law of attraction, and it's something that I've read about, studied a little bit, and have had the pleasure of I think having Daniela moderate some calls that I've listened in for another guest who's been on our show, and that's Adrian Blackwell. And Adrian was on several times in 2015 and is always super, super busy. And Daniela, I think, moderated some things. And that's kind of how we got connected. So we have Adrian to thank for that. And so with 6 degrees of separation between Kevin Bacon and us, welcome Daniela to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, Garrett. Hi, Rob. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to have you. So, Danielle, you are founder and editor-in-chief of MadamEsque.com. Tell us about MadamEsque.
Yes. So, you know what? I loved what Garrett said at the beginning, but I'm a many, many, many things to many people, and I am. So, I am the founder of MadamEsque, which started as a magazine, and now it's a full transformational house. When we offer webinars, coaching, you know, different tools for free, which people can download and kind of really transform their lives. So yeah, that's one of our roles I play, and then I have a different ones. Yes.
Excellent. So, and what was the, when MadamEsque started out as a publication, what was the main voice that you wanted to extend with it?
Okay. So, it was really, it started as a result of something that was going on in my life. So really just, to kind of give you some background information, I'm from Europe. I'm coming from a small but beautiful country, Slovakia, so Central Europe. So that explains my accent. And I came to North America around 16 years ago. And up until 6 years ago, I kind of lived quote a normal life. The life that majority of people live now, which was that I was totally stressed over every topic imaginable in my life, including my finances, my health, my job, my relationship, like everything. I call it I reacted to life, not created it. And there was a lot of negative thoughts. I couldn't just get out of my head. And so I did the best what I could do to survive. And what I did is I kept myself busy. I had a very demanding job. I was a mom, you know, I had kids, I had a household to run, and things kind of went downwards when I neglected some kind of warning signals in my life. And when I was 8 months pregnant with my third kid, my son, I ended up in the hospital fighting for my life. And it wasn't really nothing serious, as I call it. It was really just my immune system was completely depleted due to the long-term stress I had. And so that was the kind of breaking point for me, because then the next six weeks I spent home in a bed, you know, in a recovery. And the first thing I did after I came home from a hospital, I went to library, and because I knew I have been always a bookworm, but I probably didn't read before the right literature. So I went and I came home with like 10 different books on business, finance, how to invest, positive living, like any topic you can imagine. And as I was reading, I remember really it hit me when I read in one of the books, I don't remember which one, there was a quote of Albert Einstein's quote, which was a definition of insanity, which goes that doing the same action over and over again and expecting different results is an insanity. And I was staring at that quote, and it hit me. It hit me so hard that unless I change something in my life, the next time maybe I won't be that lucky. So I studied a lot of things. I read that first year, I read over 160 books. I watched a lot of YouTube videos, like every possible topic. And I studied mathematics because as I was reading the books and I acquired more and more knowledge, I wanted to share, you know, and I tried what works and what didn't. I wanted to share it with people and help people, and then how Madamesk started.
Wow, fantastic. And one of the books you read, because there's a quote, was the, you know, and this is sort of a book that teaches you to be visionary and to attract and create your life, was The Secret. But your quote said, you know, you found that to be too much glamour, too much materialism, and it left a big question mark with a lot of resistance for you. So the secret didn't do it for you. What? Why not?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't. I think I watched the movie. I didn't end up reading the book. I watched the movie. I think you can Google it up and search it on YouTube. I think it was free at that time. And yeah, it's right. It's I think you read one of my articles I wrote on Madamesk. Yes, it watching The Secret, the thing is my background is I have very logical and analytical mind. I'm a logical person. My background is I have graduated with a business and commerce degree, financial analysis and analysis and logical thinking for 20 years. So now seeing something which says, you know, which it was really about like fairy tales, right? Like, oh, you know, you can just close your eyes, imagine, feel good and things will happen. I'm like, okay, no, I don't think so. And the second thing is how the movie presented it. It was more, you know, about a rich, a yacht and houses, like big houses, and too much luxury for me. And then next, you know, when I looked farther, then a lot of people really were giving me just, you know, buy this course or buy this training and you will get rich, you know, next day. And like, I don't think so. So that was the reason why it created so much resistance. And I turned away for it. I just kept looking farther and farther. And probably I was really lucky because I found another books and, you know, another videos, another teachers and coaches. And I digged a little bit deeper. I call it, you know, behind the secret or behind the law of attraction. So, and that I would encourage everybody, like if the law of attraction doesn't work for you, dig deeper. Like don't just tell it doesn't work, but dig deeper and you will find, you know, why it doesn't work.
So I have to tell you a little bit something about The Secret, because I'm like you, I'm very analytical, and although I get very inspired by, you know, the attraction of the universe, and that's why like Garrett's work really speaks to me, because he has that theme so strong and it's musical, so it reaches me on a lot of levels. But I had just been going through a divorce. Every time I went to the mailbox, everything was not just a bill for like a few $100s. It was like, kept opening these things. And it was like, you now owe $7,000. And it's like, where's this crap coming from? So I was reading the book, The Secret, and I had the same sort of reaction you did. And in the book, she talks about how, okay, when you go to your mailbox, instead of, you know, visualizing you're getting bills, visualize that somebody has sent you a check. And, you know, it's like, you know, visualize somebody has sent you a check. So I kept doing that, you know, kind of my grumble is like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, somebody sent me a check, somebody sent me a check. And that wasn't, you know, there were no checks going to be coming. So somebody sent me a check. I opened up the mailbox, opened the next thing I opened, and I'll be damned, it was a check for like $1,400 from some refund or something. And it was like, okay, Mr. Cynical, that, you know, here you go. So anyway, so
I love that story
on The Secret, but then again, it worked for me.
Okay, can I ask a question here, Daniela?
Yes, sure.
Okay, because we want to find out why what you do works so well, because I know that you really are the expert at making this happen, and you've got a great article that's out on your website on metamask.com. By the way, if you're listening to the show tonight, I have put a link to Daniela's website on the show page, in addition to her Facebook. So if you'd like to connect to her webpage and see all the cool stuff, all you have to do is click where it says visit Daniela's website here. Click the word here. It's a hyperlink. It will take you right there. But when the book or when the movie The Secret came out, a coworker of mine gave me the DVD and said, you need to watch this. And I'm like, whatever. And so it sat on top of my DVD player for probably a good 2 months. And then one Sunday morning, I said, oh, fine, whatever. And so I watched. I honestly said, this is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever seen in my entire life. Kind of like what Rob was saying.
Yeah, okay.
And then, but, you know, in it, it says, you know, they said, set a reasonable goal that, you know, that you might expect in the next 30 days or something. And I put a goal of $10,000. And again, I didn't have an extra $10,000 coming to me that I knew of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not counting my salary and I'm not counting my commissions. I was, you know, so it had to come from other sources, you know.
Yes.
And by the time that 30 days was up and it was like day 28, it was like $9,897.32 or something that came my way through either refunds or rebates or different. And I kept going, this is the craziest thing and I want more. I will tell you, that was the first and only time a magical $10,000 showed up on my lap. But I would love to know things that we can do, and you know, you also have to put action into this. You just can't have to sit. You can't just necessarily sit at the mailbox and hope that you're going to get 10 grand, because that's wonderful. But what do we do, Daniela, to kind of turn our fortunes around if life isn't necessarily a box of chocolates?
Yes. Wow, great. I'm glad you kind of played with it already, and that's what it is. You know what? That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be kind of fun and playing with it. Something when I started turned out, and yes, I manifested them easily because obviously I was kind of curious, right? Even after watching The Secret, there is a great book, by the way, for everybody if they wanted to start with these simple exercises. Pam Grout, it's Grout. It's called E Squared. And those are like 7 or 8 simple experiments, what you can do, how to kind of prove that you're a great manifester. But the thing is that usually people, and that was the same with me, we manifest easy, like parking spaces, free coffee, any like small gifts. Those are easy to manifest because there is no resistance around those things, right? So you don't have any resistance. You don't have any fears or some when it comes to parking spaces. Or the cardinals, you know, the story I wrote, it's really a simple and very cute story about the cardinals. Like, I didn't have any resistance when I
now,
was Daniela, manifesting the
I hate to interrupt you, but I love that story from Cardinals to a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Would you share that story with the listeners tonight? Because it is so powerful.
That's fun.
Okay. Okay. So, well, yes, so everybody, I invite everybody to read it on MetaMask. I think it's in the slider. It's like a sun picture or image there. And I wrote it about 2 or 3 years ago. And it was around the time when I was, as I said, curious. The secret didn't do it for me, but because I looked more and more, you know, and people were telling like, yeah, it works. You just need to know how to do it, right? And I said, okay, so let's not start with manifesting a yacht or a luxury home. Let's start with simple things. So I did parking spaces. It worked. I did coffee. It worked. And then my kids, they love nature, and you know, they love cardinals, seeing cardinals around our house. And you know, you won't believe me, but we've been in the area for about like 10 years, and before I rarely noticed a cardinal, like any cardinals. And so I said, okay, so let's just see, and let's try if it works. And around the same time, we needed a new car because we had an old car, and I was like, oh, maybe to see that if you can manifest it. And so we I don't know why I chose Mercedes, even though I didn't kind of, I never wanted a Mercedes, but it's a nice brand, so I wanted like a Mercedes. So that spring, with what I did, I consciously went outside every morning, every single morning, and it was, I did the exercise with my 2-year-old son, and we went on a backyard, and we literally, you know, yelled like, cardinals, come here, cardinals, come here. And I know that, you know, if any of my neighbors would see me, and they probably did, they would probably think I'm nuts. But it was fun. I was doing it for fun. You know, like when it comes to manifesting, you have to go to back. You have to forget that you're an adult, and you have to go back when you were a kid. So you have to do it as a fun. So I was doing this for a couple of weeks, and things started showing up. Like I started seeing more cardinals more often around our house. I started seeing cardinals on a truck. I was driving to work, and there was a cardinal logo on the truck. I was in the furniture store with my husband, and there was a picture of the cardinals, and it has nothing to do with the cardinals. There was a picture, you know, like, I'm like, what is this? So, and then one day my husband came home and said, like, you know what, you won't believe it, but as I was walking towards my car, there was a Mercedes parked next to my car, and there was a cardinal sitting on the top of Mercedes. Like, I had never seen a cardinal sit, you know, usually they're on branches and trees. So we had a good laugh about it because he knew about the cardinal game. And at the end, we found out that the cardinals made a nest next to our driver. And, you know, like, we are very we are now the quiet family with three kids running around on the driveway. There is a noise, and our neighbors, most of them neighbors are kind of older people. They are, you know, never outside. There is a quiet, and the cardinals chose our driver, like bushes next to our drivers, to do the nest. So I said, wow, like, this is very, very powerful. And so that's why I wrote the story, to inspire everybody else to really start simple and just grow, you know. And so that was a nice story.
That's incredible. Yeah.
I love that. And I've read that story probably a half a dozen times since, because you sent that story to me some time ago, and it's still one of my favorites to go back, because it's a happy story. It's a quick story to read, and it just leaves you going, I totally want to do this.
And I tell you one thing, and one thing I haven't read the story in a long time. I went back to it before our show. And one thing I noticed, and I was like, this really kind of shocked me, because as I said, like, I didn't manifest Mercedes because, and I don't know why, I have no reason why, I never kind of wanted Mercedes. So probably that's why I didn't manifest it. But I always loved Audi. And I did manifest a new Audi after all, after I wrote this story. And when I read today the story again, I noticed that I wrote that it will be nice to manifest either Mercedes or Audi 6. And Audi 6 is on my driver right now, like in front of the garage. So in front of the garage. So it's, you know, it's a quite a coincidence, and it's been 2 years, and I'm like, wow, oh, wow, I mentioned Audi 6, and I have a, yeah. So, you know, first you start seeing it as a coincidence, but then when things started happening more and more, you're like, okay, this is something that actually might be working.
Right. So how does this translate for relationships? Because that's what we're having people maybe calling in about, is how do they attract, you know, Mr. Ms. Right into their sphere by using these principles?
Yes. So I get those questions a lot. I get questions about how do I attract, for example, ex-partners, ex-wife. And it's really about not what or who you want to attract. But it's really about why do you want that thing or that person or that event to come into your life? Because when it comes, we have a lot of we have different social conditioning, we have different beliefs, and you can manifest a person. You can, for example, manifest your whatever ex-wife or ex-partner, but you might be manifesting something you don't want. And it will be just teaching you another lesson, because there was a reason why you probably, you know, split or divorced. So really going into the why I want this, and setting an intent for that feeling is how you attract the right person. So when it comes to relationships, I would suggest don't choose any particular person, but go with the feeling of what the relationship represents, you know, for you. Is it being loved? It's being cherished? Is being trusted and trust, you know, it's having a connection with someone, maybe a great sex, I don't know. But go with that, and then you manifest it, because you can manifest, as I said, you can manifest someone who is good looking good looking and tall and blonde or whatever, and you might not be happy. So go always with the feeling. So that worked for me.
So that leads me to a question here, because I'm all about making a list and checking it twice. You'd think I'm going to be Santa Claus and find out who's been naughty or nice, but do you? When, you know, you're making your ideas, and I know, because I'm a big gut feeling person. So if I meet you and I've got a gut feeling that says, you know, Danielle is a nice person and I want to be your friend, I'm going to probably be just ridiculously, Danielle, we have to be best friends forever. And that was kind of how it was when I met Rob. And Rob and I have never met in person. We've only talked to each other on the phone and we do the show together. So I've never met the man. But when we met, I just said, he's somebody I want to be friends with. So
yes.
If we're looking for that perfect spouse, partner, mate, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is that we're looking for in someone to spend time with, you know, I know that, you know, that gut feeling for me is really important, but it is important to, you know, maybe set aside, you know, I don't know, 10 or 15 or 20, you know, must haves in the person or things that are like deal breakers. So that way, at least, you know, if you got your hormones raging, when you want to go jump their bones, you go like, oh, but they don't want to have kids and I want to have kids, or they're a smoker and I don't want to be with a smoker. You know, so are there things that you should do as you're ready for that to prepare yourself for your law of attraction?
Yes. Yes, like creating a list is a great start. It's a great start because it's really about setting an intent and knowing what you want, right? Because you can ask universe for anything or you can use this principle for anything, but you might, again, receive for what you don't want. So setting a list. And I've known people who do that, who and it worked for them, literally describing every, and the more detail, the better, but always go with the feeling. So if a non-smoking is the, yeah, the deal breaker for you, go and, you know, so maybe not put non-smoker, or maybe you can, but also put in a healthy lifestyle, like he or she, you know, enjoys healthy lifestyles of walk in the nature, meditating, yoga or whatever, right? Because again, like you can, if you put just handsome and good looking, you might get the handsome and good looking, but you will have nothing in common. So yeah, that works. I know people who literally, and I did it also. I journaled. I was doing journaling, so I journaled my life and what I want. And a lot of things, what I wrote, really now 4 years, after 4 years, three years, are true. Like they came true. So, and I'm not the only one. Like I know people that this works. So yeah, just describing what you want.
But does it help? Here's my conundrum on that.
Okay.
I have found for myself that oftentimes what I want, I don't know. In other words, I don't know what the best for me would be. My ex was very gregarious, very out there, and, you know, would be very effusive, but it was very showy and it wasn't real. So it's like, you know, oh, you're great, you're wonderful, da 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 da. But he didn't really mean any of it, and it was all like this big puff type thing. So after that relationship was gone, my next inclination was to want someone who was not that way, who's very, you know, down to earth, tell it like it is, you know, that type thing, which I got exactly what I said I wanted. But then it was like, hello, anybody home? I mean, you know, a compliment now and then would be nice. Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, it was definitely a be careful what you pray for. So how do you kind of put it more out there? Like, I don't know what is exactly right, but universe, you do send them.
See, but you just, maybe you weren't specific enough. And maybe you did confuse universe with what you want. Because one thing is what we think we want, and one thing is what we vibrate. And the universe doesn't care about what we think. The universe, and it's all about the energy. Everything vibrates, you know. Everything is energy. And your emotions, have more power than your thoughts. And when I said emotions, also negative emotions. So if there are any fears in you, and you might not be aware of those, if there are any subconscious beliefs about yourself, about someone, about the partners, about other people, and you might, again, not to be aware of those beliefs, you vibrate those beliefs.
How do you get rid of
you
that?
Attract, okay. So, well, that's what I do. And that's the toughest part. No, that's the toughest part. And that's what I spend a chunk of the time when I do coaching in my one-on-one private coaching with my clients. That's what I do. We focus on reprogramming our mind, reprogramming our subconscious, and increasing the vibration. So I have this chart when where on the lower part there are the negative, you know, emotions when we vibrate low, like jealousy, anger, sadness, depression, and then when you go up, you move up to the highest vibrations. The higher you vibrate, the better you and the clearer message to the universe you are giving. I'll give you a example with money. A lot of people have a subconscious belief, negative beliefs about money, right? That they want money. Everybody wants money. And they're asking me, how come I don't manifest money when I want money? Well, the universe should know I want to be rich. But they might have a subconscious belief that, for example, money is evil, or that they are not deserving to be, they are not worthy to receive money, or that they need to work hard for money, because people were telling them, you know, ever since they were kids, that, you know, go to college and, you know, work hard and find a job and work. So even though they are asking for money, they vibrate fear about money and the debt, because they have debt and, you know, they're accumulating. And this is the vicious kind of vicious circle. Unless they move out of those negative beliefs and increase their vibration, they will still keep manifesting what they don't want. So it's really, this is not the law of attraction 101, because this is more of the really advanced stuff. And that's the hardest part. So what I would recommend is really just work on yourself. Like work on yourself in terms of increasing your vibration. I know Gary, you know, he's manifesting great stuff. Like he's doing great in terms of his CDs, you know, and his music charts. And because I know he's so happy and positively and journaling and stuff. So just be happy. Just try to be positive. I know it's hard sometimes, but
sometimes it's very
again,
hard.
It's very hard. But go back to where, you know, I always, like, go back when we were kids. Like, things were easy. Kids, by the way, are great manifestors. Like, kids manifest instantly. Like, you know, I want puppy, junk, you have puppy. I want bunny, you have bunny. Like, literally, like, kids are, because they don't have those limiting and negative beliefs about themselves, how they are not worthy, and fears. So it's not about, see, the thing with and this is the secret behind secret, which nobody tells you or very tells you, but people, a small number of people will tell you that the law of attraction is not something you do. The law of attraction is something you are. You attract always, all the time, at any point, at any place, you attract. It's like the law of gravity. So sitting in your office or whatever and imagining and, you know, thinking like, I have to do something to make this work. No. All you have to do is you have to go within, work on yourself to increase your vibration, remove all the stuff that doesn't belong in you, to attract what you want, and not keep attracting what you don't want, because you are attracting even now, even tomorrow. Like, you are attracting. You are just not attracting the right stuff, the stuff you think you want.
So it really is a mind over matter issue. I mean, for a lot of us.
It's mind. And you know what, when I said, like, be happy, I know, you know, it starts with trying to be happy, but I know it's not. And that's why I work with people, I work with clients, and I take them, I don't do one sessions. Like, I do, usually my program is 3 or 5 months. And during that time, I literally take them from really low points of their life, like sadness, depression, frustration, and not knowing what to do with the life, to happiness and joy. Enjoy, like, everyday joy, like waking up and being happy. And it's about that. Once they start climbing up the vibrational scale, they start manifesting. So I don't even teach law of attraction. This is really just for fun. Because law of attraction is something what we are, but we need to discover it within ourselves. So that's why what I do is a life transformation, right? So the law of attraction is just a kind of a deal with it.
It's the loss leader.
Yeah. Well, speaking of loss leaders, what is the flip side of this when you are finding that you have like toxic people in your life? How do you use the law of attraction to release those people from your life?
Okay, that's a great question. So first of all, the first thing is to bring awareness to it. So because a lot of time people do have toxic and negative people in their lives and they don't know about that. So bringing awareness to it and being conscious like who is really negative and toxic. So if you can, if it really, really brings you down, if that person really brings you down, and if it's a friend, for example, and you can just, remove them from their life, like stop taking their calls and, stop contacting them. You can do that. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult when it's the person who you might be living as a partner or your ex. Ex-partner, you need to kind of communicate.
Yeah, like hypothetically, with your ex-partner that you have kids with, yeah, something
exactly,
hypothetically
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Well, in that case, again, you cannot change a person, but you can change your vibration. So again, go within. You need to start working on yourself to increase your vibration. And I've seen it. I've lived it, and I've seen it. Once you start doing that, you shift, I call it you shift reality. The energy will shift and people in your life will shift. And there are two outcomes. So I have clients who are, for example, in the midst of divorce, like they have a marriage issue and they come to me, oh, I want to save my marriage because we have kids. I said, okay, I will work with you, but I cannot guarantee the outcome because when I start working with you and increasing your vibration, there are two outcomes possible when it comes to your environment or your experience. Either the person will kind of react to your increased vibration and their vibration will also increase. In that case, your marriage will be saved. And my recent client, that was the case of my recent client, and it took only 3 or 4 weeks. Did that, and she had no issues, not literally. And they were doing really bad, like it was a bad situation. But second outcome might be that the person will leave your experience, and it's not your task to figure out how. Leave it up to the energy or the universe. But as you are increasing your vibration, you are shifting your reality, your experience, you're experiencing more joy, more love, more happiness, and the negative will be removed. That person might pick up their things and leave the country. I've seen that. That person might just stop bugging you. That person might turn around and start being nice to you. I've seen those cases. Like literally just, again, it's don't try to, you don't need to change anything. All you need to change is yourself. Remove whatever beliefs you have and, start increasing, start climbing up the vibrational scale with the tools. There are a number of tools. Again, I share some for free. I share some, with my clients, but they work. But I never guarantee the outcome because I don't know what is for your highest good. And it's always for your highest good because you have a purpose in this life. You have a journey. And as you increase your vibrations, everything kind of starts flowing for your highest good. So if the person is for your highest good to be in your life, they will stay. If not, they will leave your experience.
Wow. And Daniela, we actually are like way over the time that we, so we promise you'll be off the phone by like the half hour. So before I let you go, is there, where would you, I know we mentioned your website. So if anybody wants to go to your website, we have a link that's on the show page. Just click that and go there. I've got a link to your Facebook. Where else would you like to have people connect with you? And do you have any closing words of wisdom that you'd like to leave the listeners tonight?
Yes, sure. Thank you very much. So I would like to give everybody a free gift. They can go to mariamask.com and they can start, if they're really serious about shifting their vibrations and working on themselves. There is a 10-page document which when I share tools which work for me when I started clearing my hand and taking control of my head and my mind. As you said, it's mind over matter. So it's on Mariamask homepage. There is, I think, on the right side, there is this picture which says Unlock Your Life. If you click there, you will get to the download. So you can download this document for free. And at the end of the document, there are all sorts of links where how you can connect with me. So it's Facebook, my Facebook page, my business Facebook page, facebook.com/MadameSk. I have a group. They can join. The link is in the document. And also, I would like to invite everybody for next week when. May, I think Tuesday, May 24th, we are doing a replay of healing to remove negative beliefs and limiting beliefs about money. It's called Become a Money Magnet with Adrienne Blackwell, who is one of the really the, I know, she's great. So this is a replay because we did this healing, and it's all, I think, over 2 hours. We did it in February, and we had such a great testimonials. One of the testimonials was for $50,000. So, you can sign up for that on madamask.com/healing. And we'll be happy to have you on our call on next Tuesday. And in terms of closing words, as I said, it's I would suggest just, forget about the law of attraction and work on yourself. Be conscious of your life, of your environment, and use the tools, start using the tools. I'm sharing, download the document and you will learn so a lot. And as you go, you increase your vibration and the law of attraction will just start working with you, for you perfectly.
I love that. Daniela, thank you. Rob?
Oh,
thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Cool. Thank you so much.
And everybody, we're going to have Daniela on for a full hour later this year. Off the top of my head, you probably know it, Daniela. I just know I've written you in the book. So we're going to have you back on later this year. And
yes,
I can't wait for that.
I don't know the date. Yeah. I don't know the date. I know it's September. So, I'm very looking forward to it.
It'll be a hot minute, but Daniela is going to be back. So we want to invite you not only to listen to the replay, but go to madamask.com. There's a link to Daniela's website on the show page. And again, to get a free document, free is a very good price. Just sign up. You put in your email address. And you'll get some great tips along the way. And if you'd like to schedule a private consultation with Daniela, of course, feel free to do that as well. Daniela, thank you for being our guest tonight. We love having you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay,
and so, Rob, we're going to do a real quick commercial break for our friends at Rainbow Brew, and then we're going to be right back in 30 minutes, and we're going to gab for the last 10. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Wasn't that awesome? I loved having her on, Rob.
Oh, yeah. No, that was great. That was amazing.
We're going to definitely need to have her back in September. Maybe we can have a special, show when you just come on and be a co-host on our Rated G radio as well. Cause we could do that too.
Oh, I'd love that.
Cause that takes us back to where it all started. You know that.
I know. No pressure.
No pressure at all, at all. So
not that
what
I'm
else
feeling.
Is going, yeah. What else is going on in your world? You've got a ton of stuff happening right now.
Well, in the world around, one thing on Evol Equals, which is my blog site, actually, a lot of people don't know this, but Evol Equals, I actually share with a group of bloggers. I just happen to be the one with the biggest mouth and have, you know, this huge preponderance of material on there. But I, ironically, although I've had some really mega viral hits, I have not had the biggest viral hit we've had. That was a piece done by my friend David Stevens called Defriended Over a Wedding, A Straight Man Gains Perspective. And
that was a great article, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because it was when we were first starting the blog, Dave sent me this piece that he was working on. He said, you know, I don't know, this guy, you know, defriended me. And so I wrote this piece. What do you think? And he sent me this thing, and it was, you know, basically this guy defriended him and wasn't he a jerk and da da da. And I said, David, this is really good, but what I really suggest is that you take it back, take what happened, and then talk about what perspective that gave you having had that happen to you. You know, because as a gay person, I can tell you that happens all the time. Perspective did it give you? And he went, oh yeah, you're right. And he took it back and he wrote this thing, and oh my God, what a masterpiece and what a hit. That when we released it originally, and this was when Facebook was your friend when you were publishing, is because you could just go crazy on it. And I was watching our site and they were reading it like 10,000 by 10,000 people all at once. Wow. I'd hit the button and like it would be like boom and boom and boom, and it was just like, oh, this is amazing.
How awesome.
Yeah, but it went viral. Anyway, my point is I did an update of it this week. I sent it out through Facebook and I changed the graphic on it just to freshen it up a little bit, but same article. And again, we had another 10,000 people who read it this week.
Goodness gracious.
If you haven't read that article, yeah, it's great. Also, David did a video where he read it and he talked about it. And that video, when he first released the video, it was about 3 months after the article came out. And nobody watched it. It was like, you know, crickets. And then I shared it about a year later on our Facebook page. Because it was a really sweet video. Then the video went viral, like super viral. BuzzFeed picked it up and it just went absolutely crazy. Querity picked it up. It went crazy. He ended up being named, I think it was 2014, one of Huffington Post's top 20 allies of the year based on
wow.
the video.
Wow.
He was named that. So, really proud of him. The video is great because he is so sincere and you hear his heart that was behind the article come out, and it was just really amazing. But so anyway, I got to play with that. I got a note from him on Facebook going, okay, all the noise was stirred up again. And then he found out that I had re-released it on our Facebook page, and that was why. But it gave us a minute to reconnect, which was really great because I love him a lot. So anyway,
well, anytime you get a chance to raise awareness like that, and plus, you know, everything that you guys put out is well written and well informed, and it's not uninteresting to read. So you're going to get something that you want to that you walk away from not only enjoying, but you know, you feel like you're making a difference by actually reading it. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, it's my drive. It's my pleasure. It's, you know, going back to our guest tonight, it is, you know, what, you know, I love doing. It makes me feel very connected to the universe to do that. And as I'm thinking about it, you know, I'll hit David up to get him on our show here because I think
yeah.
you guys would have a great time talking with each other. So, you know, that would be cool.
Well, hook a brother up.
Well, hook a brother up. Hook my brothers up. Yeah. So. Yeah, so,
right
yeah,
on, right cool. on. So refresh me, who's on your show this Saturday on out in
so
SantaCruz.com? Saturday at 7?
Saturday at 7 is Brandon Witt, author of Under a Sky of Ash. So speaking of hookups, he's somebody you hooked me up with. So
yeah, Well, you know, I think that one of the things that I love about the people that, you know, we are connected with, like, you know, obviously we're connected, you know, I'm connected to you. You're connected to Out in Santa Cruz. I know Scott Fullerton of the Left of Straight show. And there's, I don't know, half a dozen other shows that I know, depending upon the author and the who they are and what they want to promote, I can connect them around. I love the fact that the people that I know and the people that we work together with, Rob, professionally, all are supportive of each other. And we, I don't think any of us have ever said, you know, boy, that looks like an interesting guest. Why did they get Rob Watson on their show? It's like,
oh yeah, no,
I,
yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, you know, do you want to have Rob Watson on your show? Let me connect Rob Watson to you, you know? And it, for the guest who is, you know, out trying to promote and do something, I think it's shocking for them to go like, you'll help me get on other shows? We're like, well, sure. I know great people that have fun shows. Why wouldn't I want to be on, you know, their show? So
yeah, no, I mean, it's, yeah, absolutely. Well, with you, it's, you know, it, and this is, I mean, this is true for both of us, because I think we do this is, you know, we believe in each other. I mean, that's,
yeah,
I think,
absolutely.
You know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, I want more Garrett Miller stuff, whatever it
me
is
too.
You produce, I want more of it, you know, and you've been so supportive of my stuff. And in fact, well, we can even talk about the little secret. So Garrett is the only person in the world living today who has read a play that I just wrote.
Rob, you be quiet. Okay. So Rob, he sent me this play that he let me read for the before anybody else in the entire world. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that should be good, Rob. You know, go ahead and send it over. And I said, well, he says, well, I'm finally going to send it to you, because he's been telling me this for like 6 months. So he sends it over to me last night. And I said, okay, now just shut up for like 10 minutes. So I'm going to go read this, because otherwise I can't do it. So I sat down and read it. And I'm like, okay, the first sentence got me. The first paragraph got no. Oh my gosh. And I know where this is going. No, that can't be. No. And it was like, you know, it's a short read, because it's supposed to be a 10 minute play. And at the end of this, you're like, there's enough twists and turns in here to make even Alexis Colby Carrington twist her neck. And it was great. So I love, and I told Rob, I said, this is what you need to do all the time, because this is a great story.
Yeah. So, see, this is what you need friends for. So,
well, if it was terrible, I'd said it would have a nice font, Rob.
You are also very honest with me when things aren't working.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like when I was calling into the show, he's like, okay, what's the deal? You sound terrible. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would much rather just say it like it is, you know, because there's nothing worse than I hate than, you know, and this goes. People think I'm crazy, but I love it when people say, Garrett, you suck. Here's why. Because you know what? They're giving me constructive criticism.
Right.
If they just said, you suck, you're a dick, I'd be like, okay, fine. Great. Okay, whatever. But if you tell me I suck and here's why, you're giving me something that I can either choose to work on, or go, well, they're so out of left field. They clearly don't understand me, which may be the case too. But you know, if you're going to at least try to help me to become a better person, I'm going to listen.
Right.
And so I want that for everybody too. And I will tell you, and Rob knows this, I am not very diplomatic. I love it when people are just brutal with me, because it, you know, I find humor in that, because our world is filled with so much. Well, Rob, that was a nice font you used. Well, what about this? I like the spacing on the page, you know, so nobody ever tells you, you know, Rob, that sucked. Here's why, you know, because if they told you that, you'd cut out all this other nonsense and you'd just work on getting better faster.
Right. And you and I have dealt with people where we're both sitting there going, oh, and well, it's about the font.
Yeah, the font, it is about the font.
We've been there, done that. Yeah.
And we'll still be there. You know, we'll have that opportunity in the future. Hey, everybody, we got about a minute left. So I want to thank our guest, Daniela Sulik. Her website, again, is madamesque.com. There's a link on the show page. And please go check that out if you'd like her free 10-page document. It's free to you, the listener. Just do that. If you'd like to schedule a private session, do that. Visit Rob's show Saturday night at 7 o'clock out in santacruz.com with Brandon Witt. He's going to be the celebrity guest. And then my show, The Friday Night Dance Party, is live tomorrow night, Friday night, starting at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hour number one is Your Request. And hour number two, we're doing a world premiere of Ed Roman's new album called Red Omen. You can answer the 10 question anonymous survey. You can buy my CD. I would love it if you bought my CD. I need
buy
to
buy a CD
this month.
Buy it.
And then
buy it.
For free, there's the last 300 episodes of the show on iTunes as a podcast. So you can click that. I thought it was going to be all 900 because I've done over 900 shows, but there's only the most recent 300. So there you go. Rob, you got 10 seconds to say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody. See us next week. It's been
yeah.
great.
Follow the show. Tell your friends to tune in. We love doing this with and for you. Next Thursday, right now it's just Rob and I. Rob might have a secret guest that we have lined up, but I don't know about that yet. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for being here. We love you and doing this. Follow us on Facebook on the show page.
You've been listening to Rated G.